42-47, and joined now by Coach Ron Rose. Coach, it had to feel good to finally have a game where you could relax, maybe sit down for the last couple of minutes of the game.
What Maya feels like on Wednesdays and Saturdays, the way those ladies have been playing. So, it was a good night. It was a good night all the way around. You know, pink zone night, ladies get a win. We came out, you know, right away. I don't know if we had the energy necessary. They're capable of making shots. You know, they've got a number of quality shooters there. It's just hard to do that over 40 minutes. I thought our size and that one of the keys was that end of the first half, where we had that little bit of run. I think the last 3 minutes they scored 1 point. We kind of got a little separation. And then, we played much better the second half.
You guys went a little smaller most of the game. Danny played a lot more, didn't see as much of the five.
That was pretty effective for you.
Yeah, you know, Alex is not feeling real well. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, given the nature of the game, it was an opportunity to maybe play him less. He came off of playing 30 minutes at Elmhurst, his biggest output. But with their lineup and shooting threes, we kind of went with Danny and Miles and Jalen, and I thought those were pretty good matchups for us tonight.
Talk about the conversation. Obviously, Colin got 46 on you last night. What was the practice prep like for him?
Well, you know, we didn't want to change everything that we do. We just had to do it better. We had to be more conscious of where he's at. He's a little jitterbug, and he can get a shot off. He's quick, can shoot it, and so I thought we. I thought we were aware of him a little bit more. I thought one of the other keys at the end of the half, we started double teaming ball screens. So anytime he came off, he was able to split our screens a few times. We started doubling it and trying to get it out of his hands a little bit more. And I don't know if it affected them, but what it did is it made us more aggressive. And then all of a sudden, you could see our defense really pick up and get more active. And once we got more active defensively, it allowed us to get in transition. And good things happen from there.
Now, one of the things that North Park was able to do in Chicago was the back cut, get some layups. You guys really covered that up nicely.
Yeah, we did. I don't know if we gave up a backdoor layup. And so I thought we did a better job there. And, you know, that part of that's taking away those easies. You know, if your defense can take away easy shots and make teams take contested shots over a period of time, that usually pays off for if you rebound the basketball.
You guys really used your size advantage, not just down to the paint, but your guards as well. It was a huge key for you.
Well, you know, one of our strengths are we've got big guards, you know, at 6'3", 6'4", 6'4", starting lineup. And so, most teams don't have that type of size on the perimeter. And all three of those guys are able to get on the block and do something with it. So, I think it's the versatility of our players is really helping. You know, we've got guys, our guys like Jalen Beasley and Miles, who are able to step out. So that ability to go inside and out is hard to guard.
Coach, you got some younger guys on the floor a lot more, Doug Wall and Charlie Bear. Talk about a couple of those guys coming up.
Well, first, I was thrilled. We haven't had many games where we've had a lead that we could play them extended minutes, and those guys deserve it. If you watch our games, how great are those guys, the bomb squad, they call themselves. They're into it. They're excited. They bring energy. And they work their tails off every day in practice. So I'm thrilled they got the opportunity to play because they really deserve it. And, yeah, Doug Wallen comes in early in the second half. I think he blocks three shots, gets a bucket. He's got a world of potential. Yeah. Doug Wallen's going to have a really good basketball career for us here. Charlie Bear, you can just see when he plays, endless motor. Yeah. I mean, he's just going to be active. He's all over the boards. And that freshman class, we love that freshman class. They've got a great attitude. They work hard. And we're expecting big things from them in the years to come.
It's just hard right now, but you have a log jam at the 1, 2, and 3 spot. You've got so many guards right now. It's hard to get some of those guys in the game in good minutes.
Well, you know, we're playing, if you count Doug, we're playing 6.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of games. And so having depth is good. You know, it's great for practice, for competition. And those guys' time will come.
Yeah.
Those young guys' time will come. And when it comes, they're going to really appreciate it and continue on the Titan tradition.
Charlie Bear actually was your leading rebounder tonight.
That doesn't surprise me.
In all of 8 minutes.
He will chase him down. I'm telling you, the kid will chase him down. You can just see he's always moving. He's always thinking on the court.
I think at halftime you had a margin of 10 for rebounding, and I think your leading rebounder was 4 at half. So you really spread that out quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, we got, again, the size of our guards, I think, helped. I think we had multiple guys rebounding. Danny Baker's always going to be grinding down on the block, but I thought we had several guys get on the boards and help that way.
Also, when they're running 5 out, 0 in, you're going going to have different guys near the board and having to rebound the basketball at that point.
Yeah, and they also, you know, they shoot a lot of threes.
Yeah.
And so before the game, we really emphasize long shots lead to long rebounds. We got to chase them down. And several times that leads to guards getting some rebounds when they're chasing them down on the perimeter.
So Augustan up next on the road on Wednesday, and I guess maybe the pressure's kind of on them at this point.
Well, yeah, I tell you, you know, certainly being in the lead right now is nice, but we have six really tough games left. You know, we are not counting on anything. We know every night out we've got to come and perform. And so certainly we like where we're at, but we know there's a lot of tough games that can change pretty quick. So we're going to keep grinding away.
Deaton, well, we appreciate the time as always. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you Wednesday night.
Thanks for being here, guys.
All right, thanks, Coach Ron Rose. Illinois Wesleyan gets the victory by a final of 87-47. And as we continue our post-game show, joined by Danny Baker, our meathead of the game, 8.6 rebounds in the Titan victory. First, congratulations on the win and an impressive performance here tonight. So what was the difference, do you feel, between this and 2 weeks ago when it was a one-point victory?
Our focus is just to bring the energy. And I think 2 weeks ago we didn't bring as much energy as we did tonight. We just went out there and played Titan basketball. So I think that was the big difference. And we executed offensively and defensively. So.
Danny, talk about the difficulty North Park, five perimeter players that can be difficult to match up with.
Right. Us bigs at practice this past week, we've been doing a lot of on-ball defending and just in prep for this game. So it's different for us, you know, getting pushed out to the wing and knowing that they're going to drive on us. But I think our coaches got us ready for tonight. So
you guys matched up a little smaller, kind of took a lot of the fives out. You played a lot more tonight, so a little bit of a smaller lineup on the floor.
I think it was a good coaching decision. I think it worked. So,
and certainly, in last time we saw Colin Lake 46. So what did you guys talk about with guarding him at practice this week?
We needed to put more pressure on him. You know, we needed to make sure our help defense was there when he drove and make sure he didn't get an open shot off. So I think we did a really good job with that. So the guys who guarded him, you know, played really great defense tonight.
Danny, it seems like everybody kind of fit in a role on this team right now. What do you feel like your role is on the club?
My role is just to go in there and play real hard, get rebounds, keep the offense flowing, set good screens, and then get any baskets when it comes my way. So,
the junkyard dog.
Yeah, they call me the junkyard dog.
As Coach Rose likes to say.
I'm just trying to do that. So,
looks like this team is really clicking at this point.
Yeah, we really are. And it was really special seeing all the younger guys get in the game towards the end because they come and to practice every day, and they bring it, and they work really hard, and to see them get in and play so well was really awesome for our team.
It's kind of hard to find minutes at that 1, 2, and 3 spot as well. You have a lot of depth there at that guard spot.
Yeah, we absolutely do. A lot of depth, so you know, a lot of different rotations, and it's been working lately. We've got to keep this momentum going.
So certainly that's the case as you get ready for Augustana on Wednesday night as you prepare to go on the road.
Yeah, I think we're all excited for that. We know it's a big game, and we just got to keep bringing the energy and keep this momentum going. So,
all right, well, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the performance tonight.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate
all right,
it.
That's
job,
Danny. Danny Baker, you. Illinois Wesleyan Jr., our meathead of the game, joining us here on the postgame show. We await Coach Ron Rose's arrival. We'll take a timeout.